Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Lauren, Sharpie, Steve, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Good day,
hello.
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Good hello. Day.
Hello.
And there's Chris not answering again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She must
I
be,
did.
Like,
I said it quietly. I actually did say hello.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we're all here again. That's good.
We're all here. We're definitely not all there, but we're all here.
So, can I tell you, somebody was putting one of those jokes around that on Facebook about Carousel Progress. Did anybody see that?
No.
No.
That Carousel Progress was closing.
Oh, my God. That's not even funny.
You click on the link, and it was like, haha, we got you.
Yeah. Right?
I swear to God, I had tears in my eyes before I clicked. Like, I was like, no.
I could just see Lauren singing, your computer singing, there are no more great big beautiful tomorrows.
I was like, oh my God. I was like having heart failure. And then I clicked the link and it was like, haha, got you. And I'm like, oh
who,
my God.
Who did that?
Devil. I don't remember where I saw it.
That's terrible.
But cruel.
It was really cruel.
Yeah,
that is.
It's not even funny.
It's not.
That'd be like losing my imaginary family. You know how I feel about John.
I know. Well, you're always wanting us to dress like them for Christmas.
I know. That'd be like my dream come true.
You do like that family.
I do.
You're kind of weird about that.
They're my imaginary family. I love them. I can't wait to come home from the holidays and sit down in my comfy 90s era chair.
You and Grandma like to play the video games, right?
We do, actually.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you making a room like that in your new house?
Oh, I totally would if I could. I seriously, I want a kitchen like that.
Oh, boy.
I actually want a kitchen like the 1950s one. No, I do. I have a major thing for that attraction. It's not healthy or
normal. It's not healthy.
It's not natural. It's freaky.
It's an unnatural attraction.
It is.
We have a tub. We have a big tub out in the back, and I can give you some laundry. You just.
Yeah, there you go.
I bet you do have a tub out in the back. Is that where you go and sit?
With a washboard.
You can bleach the floors.
Nice.
Oh, boy. Shall we even discuss the topic? Or are we going to just talk about Carousel of Progress?
And my issues.
Well, we can actually segue from that to one of the more recent announcements.
I have a good one.
All right.
I have a good one. People are going to enjoy this because it touches on the baser instincts of Disney fans. And it's that, you know how Beverly, you can go to Club Cool and you can get Beverly, which is like the worst drink ever.
It is.
Right. And so apparently just during Food and Wine, they're suspending. You can't get it.
What?
Yes. You can't get it because people are getting drunk at Food and Wine, which, shocking, happens all the time. And then they're going into Club Cool and drinking the Beverly because their friends are, and they're vomiting everywhere.
Oh.
So Disney had to stop selling it.
Oh.
Or not selling it. I'm sorry. Giving it away for free.
Wow. So they took it out for Food and Wine?
Yes. Yeah, just for Food and Wine.
Weird.
That's so, because I guess Food and Wine is the drunken most time of year.
Yes, wow. It is.
It's the most.
That's interesting. I never thought about doing that. So you go drink around the world, and then you all go drunk into the
Beverly. Because you know how you get all
these.
Honest,
you try.
That would not be the thing that would make me, like, I wouldn't be like, hey, let's go drink soda.
But if you were like a guy, right, yeah. If you were like a 25-year-old guy.
I'd be like, hey, let's go ride Test Track, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's good to know that Lauren's an adventurous drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lauren is a nice drunk. Whenever, which it rarely happens. She's very supportive, and I do mean that literally.
Well, that means you would think they'd have to like close Mission Space, during that entire time frame.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's sort of sad that they have to take away something from guests. Because they don't know how to behave themselves. You'd never see this happen in Germany, where the Germans know how to drink. The Germans know how to drink their beer, and then they just go home. Americans, they just vomit.
Well, hello.
See,
that's why
like
I'm
this,
good.
I think would make,
I'm half German.
Would make Walt Disney turn in his grave.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I actually put something out. I think it was on the Pixie Facebook page. I put something out the other day, and I said, you know, you can get alcohol in 3 out of 4 parks at Walt Disney World. Do you think they should have it in the Magic Kingdom? And overwhelmingly, people were like, no. There's enough places to drink.
You can already get wine at Be Our Guest.
Right. And I did have that caveat on there. But yeah. So I think
it's
eventually they'll do
available.
It. I think eventually they're going to start selling it.
So, I think there's too much money in it for them.
Yeah, there's way too much money. Think about it at Star Wars weekend.
It's so loaded with kids. It doesn't belong there.
Yeah, but yeah, Hollywood but Studios is loaded with kids, too. Some of their parents happen to be drunk.
Yeah, but you got to think about it this way, too. And this is coming from somebody who really likes to have their wine at dinner. It's nice to be able to go into a restaurant and sit down and relax for an hour and be an adult for an hour and have a glass of wine. You don't need to get drunk, but it's nice to just be able to have that to unwind a little bit, because when the kids are little and you're chasing kids and you're doing this and you're doing that, it's nice to unwind.
I really do think in the Magic Kingdom, I really do think that it's more of a safety issue.
Do you think? Because it's so much more crowded. Packed. Yeah.
Because, yes. I mean, all you need is like one drunk person on a ECV to go barreling down Main Street. And you're looking at carnage, folks.
Yeah, but you know what? If you look at parks that move people really well and control crowds really well, Magic Kingdom doesn't have the kind of issues that like Hollywood Studios has. And Hollywood Studios allows tons of alcohol. And Star Wars Weekend is like, I was shocked the first time I went because I was with Eric, my oldest, and I think at the time he was like 8. And like, it was just packed with drunk, loud people at night. So I don't know that I buy that, Chris Sharps.
Now, do they sell alcohol? I haven't been to Star Wars Weekend. Do they sell it like Universal during one of their nighttime Mardi Gras? It's like all over on carts and glow in the dark.
I have never been to one of those, so I don't know, Steve, but there are carts all over the place.
All right. So it's like all the up and down the street. Fire glow stuff and your glow in the dark shots.
Yeah.
Like Pleasure Island, Disney Hollywood Studios style.
Yes.
Okay.
More news. Who else has some news? We've got one more piece.
The Backlot Tour is officially closing. Is it this week? 27th?
Wow. You got to get on it quick.
Was it the 27th? I think it's the 27th. I'm just sad. It seems like so many things are closing.
Well, so they're
if
closing.
If they shutter one more thing at Hollywood Studios, I mean, you're going to be able to be done there by noon.
Yeah. You're right.
It'll be the other half-day park to Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom is not a half-day park.
I said that just to get a rise out of you.
You stuck a stick in the beehive, Lisa.
I did. I poked the bear.
Poked the bear.
Well, I mean, they're obviously...
I had to respond like
go
that.
Go wipe your brow. Come on, I know you just broke out into an instant sweat.
Geez.
Well, they're obviously closing Backlot Tour for expansion or some other reason, right? Yeah, so that'll...
Why do you think they're doing it?
Or just because it was horribly dated?
Well, they never closed anything that like that, it seems like.
Yeah, but, you know, I was... The day they took the Golden Girls house out...
Yeah.
Was the day that devastated me. I loved the Gold... That was, like, my favorite.
Well, yeah, because the Backlot Tour was a whole, like, half-day extravaganza, and then all of that. It's like Epcot. Yeah, Epcot changed over the years, and Disney Hollywood Studios or MGM has changed over the years. So the Backlot Tour is a shell of what it used to be, and the Animation Tour is nowhere near what it used to be, as that whole park, all the real live studios are gone. All that has changed. So now they're finally cleaning those up, and maybe they'll make it into something cool.
Like Star Wars Land?
They got to do Star Wars. It's just a matter of when.
I think they should just do Disney's California Adventure in Florida.
That park went from, like, the hated park to one of the best ones.
Right.
So, oh, yeah, that's
so,
an amazing
so many
park.
New attractions and cool features. Yep. And, yeah.
So, hopefully ours is next to come.
Yeah, they've got to do something with Hollywood Studios. It's like they've strayed so far from the original intent
concept
of the park. And I mean, is it really the same can be said for Epcot, though? I mean, like, Future World is really a very empty hull of its former self.
Yep.
Epcot needs major investment, and that's there's so much potential in that park, but it's just sitting there literally empty. I mean, that's it's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, Future World needs a lot of help. But yeah, so that'd be cool. Disney Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
I'll be excited. There's that backlot tour it kind of needed to close.
Well, and it did take up a lot
I don't like change.
No, we didn't ride.
No,
that.
Wait, that's me. I don't like change. You're the change
I
lover.
I prefer bills as well.
The girl who loves Carousel of Progress doesn't like change.
It never changes, have you noticed?
I noticed, but, you know, it changes through the seasons.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. All right.
Sure it does.
Let's go to our
I'm
going to
decorate my Christmas tree just like theirs this year.
You say that every year. All righty. So our topic for tonight is first, worst, and best. This was suggested to us by a listener. Chris, who was that? Was Naomi?
Yes, her name's Naomi.
Okay, so Naomi suggested that. Thank you.
And not Naomi Campbell, as Steve thinks.
Naomi Judd?
Yes.
Oh, it was Naomi Judd. I knew I was close.
No, it's just...
Wait, I didn't know we had such a huge listener.
We do. Naomi Campbell listens to us all the time, and then she throws her iPod. Or iPad. iPhone.
She throws anything she has.
She gets toasters.
Try and burn her. You got to do it right.
Yeah, exactly.
No, then she throws herself in front of a bus after she listens to us.
Yes, exactly.
Ouch. So we're going to do first, worst, and best experience at Walt Disney World Resort.
And thank you, Naomi, for the topic.
Yeah, we'll have fun with this. So, Steve.
Goody.
Everyone already knows my first, unless you're a new listener.
I don't know your first.
You do.
Oh, I do.
Oh, God. No, not that one.
You do. It was my
that
first.
That totally wasn't your first experience because you went there.
Is this the one where you took the bus?
Yes. Because I... It's
all right,
the
wait. All right. Tell your story, Steve.
Well, don't leave out the bad guy with the big hands.
Chris. Everybody run.
Oh, so...
But
it's the one I remember because I was a kid. So I used to go a lot because I lived in Florida. So I used to go with my parents a lot. But I had a paper route. And I was in grade school. I was in sixth grade, and I sold the most newspapers. It was the evening paper, so I had an evening paper out, and I sold the most paper. So I won a trip to Disney World, and so they
and it
picked
was just
me,
one day.
They picked me up. Yeah, it was a day. So they picked me up on a Greyhound bus, and I was how old was I? Sixth grade.
12.
You were 12.
Yeah, I was like 12 years old. So I got to go all by myself, mm-hmm. and I got like $50 in spending money.
Woo-hoo!
And tickets. And the Magic Kingdom was the only park.
Back in the day, it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Of money.
How much did they give you in spending money?
I think it was like $50. And Magic Kingdom was the only park that was open. And I loved the Magic Shop, so I got to go because they used to have individual stores back then.
This was back in the way early 70s.
Yeah,
right?
So they had the Magic Shop. It was like a Magic Shop, and they had all these different stores. And I got to go and do that, and it was fun. I got to do everything I wanted at Disney World, then hopped back on the bus and went back to Sarasota.
I cannot believe your parents let you do that.
Yeah.
There's no way on God's green earth. I don't even let my kid walk to the grocery store.
Well, there used to be...
How far of a drive is it from Sarasota?
It's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, 2.5 hours. It's not bad.
Yeah. On a bus? Do you know what kind of bums
without
hang out in bus stations?
It was just...
You don't remember what happened on that bus, Steve. We're going to work on retrieving those memories.
Are you?
Yes.
Chris
we'll
likes,
Bob's
to, Chris likes
to
try to add things
out.
To my story to make it juicier. Yes.
I add things to all of his stories to make them juicier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So much more interesting.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, that was one of my first. It was good. Good time.
All right.
So a trip to the Magic Kingdom represents Steve's first taste of freedom.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's like the you open road and a Greyhound bus.
Yep. I had a little stick with my little handkerchief tied up in the back.
You didn't tell the part about how you bought the magic trick stuff. And
I
then,
bought a lot of magic
stuff. Yeah, and then and that like set him on the road to ruin too, because then he was like dork with the magic tricks. And all the girls were like, oh my God, guess who asked me out?
Yeah, the magic
Steve Griswold. Yes. The kid who tried to pull a quarter out of my ear in eighth grade.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You need to do some magic tricks for Chris because you're pretty good.
I keep asking him. He never will do it.
No, it's very rare.
I just even asked for the quarter thing. Like, could you pull a quarter out of my ear? And he's like, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
all
have
right,
so
Sharpie.
Little to live for.
Sharpie.
Oh, wait. He didn't say that. Oh, does, are
yeah,
we just going
just,
worst
first.
Or first? Okay, that
we're
makes
do
sense.
First. Yeah. Sharpie. First.
So my any first or my first visit?
First memory.
first memory of Walt Disney World. Actually, it is crossing the Seven Seas Lagoon on the
Ferry.
On the ferry. Oh, that, nice. That's my first memory of anything Disney as a child. Looking over, like watching the water and like seeing the monorail go through the Contemporary. It was just like so like otherworldly. It was like, holy cow.
What year was
this?
This
is the future.
Oh my God. That's adorable. Wow.
I know. It Aww. Was, yeah. And like,
and
I,
this
have,
was 10
I have
years
to give
ago?
A downer memory with my first visit as well. I was I'm the youngest of three, and I was the only one that wasn't tall enough to ride Space Mountain. Oh. So mom took my two older brothers on Space Mountain, which totally freaked my middle brother out. So he and I could have easily switched places. But I rode the Astro Orbiters. So that was kind of a very cool memory because it was like, yeah, I didn't get to ride Space Mountain, but I got to ride the Astro Orbiters.
Nice.
And I had my own joystick to raise the car up and down. but like Steve, it was that first taste of I am in control That's of this right. ride. Even if it's just this car, I am in control.
How old were you?
Oh, gosh. That was the summer of 1985. So I would have been four, I think.
Wow. You have a good memory.
Yeah. It's crazy. I have very, very vivid memories of childhood. So very,
unlike
very cool,
Steve,
though.
Who has a lot of blank spots for good reason.
Yes.
Those hands were so cold.
And I've mentioned it on Mouse Chat before of my the only souvenir I wanted on that entire trip was an invisible dog.
Oh, those were all the best.
Yep. I have such vivid memories of like the salesperson like walking near the Haunted Mansion selling them.
Yes.
And like I'm being drugged into this line, which is a whole nother story. But yeah, I didn't get the invisible dog.
The invisible dog was the best. I actually tried to find you can get them on the internet, of course.
My husband had one.
Yeah, they're so awesome. They need to have them again. God, they were great.
Everybody should have an invisible
dog. The invisible dog. It's the best kind of dog to own.
Definitely. Especially after you live with Gracie for 2 years.
Okay. Lauren, you're next. First
my
memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my first memory is kind of like a more random thing, and it was actually in Disneyland. And I was about four.
Wow.
But I was with my mom and my dad, and we were standing in front of the castle, and we all had those matching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Not Clubhouse, Mickey Mouse. Yeah, the Mickey Mouse Club show. You know, the circle?
Yes.
Shirt with the mouse
yep,
ears?
The red, yep.
We all had those on, and my mom had this big old floppy hat on, like one of those 70s hats. And that's just my first memory is from that moment. I don't know. It's weird.
It's funny what sticks and what doesn't.
That is my absolute first memory. And I know I was at Disney the first time was 10 months old when Disney World opened, when Magic Kingdom opened. But that's actually the first time I really remember being there. But it was Disneyland.
Good enough. Huh. We'll accept
Very
that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Chris Wood.
Okay, mine is actually two memories. You have to forgive me because one is sort of not, I don't know.
Obviously, one came first. Which
right.
one first?
Who do you think you are, me?
I know. I was sitting here thinking to myself, I'm kind of pulling a Lauren. Okay.
You are
so
pulling a Lauren.
Yes. So when my grandparents are actually from Anaheim. And when I was a kid living in Northern California, we would go down like, you know, once a year. And they weren't like the warm, fuzzy grandparents. They were the grandparents who you're like, oh, my God, we have to see them again. And so we would drive past Disneyland. And I distinctly remember being in the back seat of the car, you know, and like you're not wearing a seatbelt because it's like the 70s. And you're in the back seat of the car and you're like sitting there. And I remember seeing the sign and thinking, can we go in? And we never got to go in. So not only, it was like a double whammy. It was like the worst grandparents ever. and they taunted you with Disneyland. They were literally just a few miles away.
Oh,
that's horrible.
I know.
It's just horrible.
I know. It was really sad. Anyway, and you know, I mean, it's like a 6-hour drive from San Francisco too. So, you know, it was kind of altogether unpleasant. So I want all of you to feel bad for me. However, my first memory, so I finally get to go to Disney World when I'm like 22 years old and I was in college, and I went with this guy I was going out with. And I remember, and I've said this before, I was walking through Epcot because we only had like 1-day tickets. And we went to Epcot. And I said to him, you know, like we'd been there a couple hours. And I said, do I get to do all of this with one ticket? And he said, yeah, you can do everything with just this one ticket. You don't have to buy anything. It's not like a carnival or something. And I remember thinking that was just an amazing thing.
So and that's it's a huge park.
It is a huge park.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had the rice pudding at Norway.
Does anyone know right offhand what year Disney changed from the e-ticket or multi-ticket system to the one park pass?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I'll Google it.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah. That was a great day, though. That pudding stood out in my memory. It was a really good pudding. And I also remember thinking those waiters were hot there. So, I was standing there with my redneck boyfriend. Yeah. He wasn't a redneck. Exactly.
June 1982.
Really? So that was a long time ago.
I did a search, and all I'm getting is my Disney experience and fast passes. And
all right, Lisa.
All right.
This is going to be good, and it's probably going to involve sprinkles. Or the marching band.
No, that was high school and college.
Okay.
This is 1976.
Okay.
Our family's first trip to Disney World, and I remember a lot from this trip, which is kind of cool. I remember planning for it and saving the money in the coffee jar or coffee can, and then we stayed at Fort Wilderness, and it must have been some kind of camper, because we didn't have a tent or we didn't have our own camper, so we rented something. But we stayed in some sort of RV, and remember Fort Wilderness very vividly. But Space Mountain, I was able to ride Space Mountain for the first time and went on with neighbors of ours. They flew down, we drove down, we met up, we had a family vacation together, and went on Space Mountain with Kim. And it was just so much fun. I was so excited. I was just... When the ride was over, I was just this little jumping bean. I was just exhilarated.
Was this another kid you went on with or an adult?
She was another kid. She was, she's got to be 6 years older than I am.
Okay.
So, of course, I look up to her, and it was a cool experience. It was very cool.
Great. Yeah,
so that's what I remember.
Cute.
Yeah. All right, I'll go ahead and start the next one, and I'm going to say we're going to do best, and maybe we should do worst, and that way we can end on a positive note.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so worst. Worst memories of Disney would have to be recent trips that...
I was with Chris and Lauren.
Wouldn't stop, I don't know, talking, drinking, you name it.
Being all around bad people.
No. Recent trips that... we've had to do without our kids. Those aren't as much fun.
You're with us.
I'm trying to put sprinkles on it.
Oh, okay.
There's no way to sprinkle that, Lisa.
No, I'm hurt.
No.
You're basically saying you enjoy being with your children more than us, and I really don't understand that.
How is that even possible?
They're easier to babysit.
That's true. And one of them can get in a stroller.
That's true.
But wait a second. Chris and I don't disappear.
Rarely.
I know
that's the problem.
That's true. She can't shake us.
No. We're like opening the adjoining door. Hello.
Oh, I know. Hey, I swear, was there even a door there?
There was. Night I heard it close. I was like half asleep and I heard it click and I'm like, oh, they shut the door. They must not like us. I'm needy.
Wow. Did you want to hear us breathe?
Not really, but I mean we were all kind of snoozing there. I don't know. I was comfortable.
Yeah, we do travel well together.
We do.
We need to get Sharpie in on this.
Yes, but Sharpie can't really share a room with us because that would be inappropriate. And I mean, we would be inappropriate, not Sharpie. Sharpie would be wearing a bathrobe in an ascot. Slippers. Yeah. Well, and we know that
thanks
I have problems
like
with
Thurston Howell the Third.
Sharpie, you don't want to share
that
with
would make
me.
Jesse
I
love
my smoking jacket.
I leave things everywhere.
Oh yeah,
I have to wear the captain's hat. It just fits. It just fits.
Oh, the thing is, that. It doesn't fit. That's the irony.
Yeah, that's the problem. My head's too large.
Oh yeah, it's your hair. You have like 5 pounds of hair up there.
Yeah,
well, the hair's gone, and the hat still doesn't fit.
What do you mean? Did you get a haircut?
Yeah.
All right.
About a year ago.
I was going to say he's probably had a haircut since he's seen you. All right. So that's my worst. I mean, it's not very specific, but I do get very sad when I'm in the parks enjoying something that I know they would enjoy.
Wow. You're a really good mother. And you do get sad. You always feel guilty, and then you buy them lots of toys.
Can I say what I do when I'm in the parks and my daughters are not with me?
Yeah.
I take pictures of things that they like the macaroni and cheese,
you
and
do.
I send it to them.
You're awful. You do.
And then I get bad mommy back.
I do that to Eric.
That's just fun. Pure torture.
Hey, listen, I gave birth to them so I could torture them. If what's the point?
You're bad. All right, so Lauren, go ahead.
Okay.
Worst memory.
My worst memory. There's a couple little ones. Nothing really big or specific, but like when you're standing there and you're waiting for, you know, the fireworks to start and somebody stands in front of you and as soon as the fireworks start, they hold up their iPad.
Yes.
And now your whole view is gone. All
yeah,
you have
bad.
Is a view of an iPad. That thing, that bothers me. And you know, if you're sitting there and you're waiting for an hour on the curb for a parade, all of a sudden a family comes in and they scoot right in front of you.
Are these pet peeves?
Both of those for me.
Are these pet peeves or are these bad memories?
They're bad memories. They're bad things that happen there. That and when it's super, super crowded and you can't get through the crowd. That's when those are my bad moments in Disney. But they're only moments.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Let's
and
go.
Sharpie, I didn't steal the ball from you because you didn't have the ones with the fireworks with the iPad.
But you totally stole my jumper in front or parade people.
I did.
Okay. Well, Chris, Sharpie,
I
go
totally
ahead.
Did.
Okay. Well, so I echo Lauren's sentiments as well. However, my worst memories at Disney involve bus stops. Oh, just waiting and waiting. We were there last July, and we waited for an hour and a half for a bus back to Wilderness Lodge from Hollywood Studios.
Oof.
Like, I was, like, knocking on the door of the little transportation kiosk there. I was like, where is a bus? Because there were, like, dozens of empty buses that drove right past our bus stop. And I'm literally like, what in the world? Oh. That is the angriest I have ever been at Disney was over bus transportation. It's like, because that trip specifically, we had so many bus transportation issues. There was like always like an hour to wait on a bus. It was just completely unreasonable. Ugh. We learned that the only reliable transportation at Walt Disney World is your own car or a rental car. Buses drive me crazy.
Yeah. It's hard. We love bringing our own car. Well, we've had very good luck with buses, though. But yeah, I can imagine that if they don't come every 20 minutes, it gets maddening.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Chris Wood.
Okay. My worst memory. My worst memory is when I roomed with Tanya, who's an agent at Pixie Vacations, and I woke up without my pants. And no
do
one
we have
has...
to put a rating on this?
Yes. Well, I don't know what that implies. I just know that I woke up without my pants and she had a sinister look on her face. If y'all knew Tanya, she's like, what?
That is also your best memory.
Oh! No, she's like, what, 4'10"? So she's really teeny. Yeah, she's yes. kind of a rascal. No, my worst memory is probably going to the Christmas party with Eric. And he and I had just done like a mother-son trip and I think he was like 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I had just started with Pixie, so he must have been 8. and it was like 30 something degrees and it was freezing. And on one hand, it was nice because there was no one at the Christmas party. On the other hand, we both had on two pairs of pants and some long johns that we had bought, and sweaters and gloves. And it was awful because we're, you know, we live in the South and anything below 50, we're just dying. So it was a total waste of money. We were out of there by 9 o'clock. Yeah. But there was no one there. So, and you'd be surprised how dark and empty and a little spooky it can be when it's really cold and empty.
What year did you say that was?
So it had to be 2011.
I remember that story.
I think we Jesse and I may have been there as well, because we had an Illuminations cruise booked that night, and we were sharing it with another family, and it was so cold that the boat captain was giving us blankets and hot chocolate instead of like snacks and soda. we were completely freezing. It was crazy.
It was awful. And we had gone, because we had a car, so we had gone like earlier in the day to one of the malls, and we went to Sears. And you can imagine trying to find thermal underwear at Disney World or at Orlando. It's kind of difficult. And so we found what we could find, and then we just put on other layers, and we're like waddling around and all these layers of clothing. It's awful. So, and there were lots.
One night I bought a beach towel to wrap, because I was wearing shorts, because I packed shorts to take to Florida. I bought a beach towel to wrap around my legs to watch the fireworks. It was crazy.
And that's what people were doing. They were walking around with blankets over them from their resort room because they didn't come prepared at all. And, you know, you've spent $70 on a ticket and you're going to use it. So.
Yeah.
And then one good thing happened, though, is Prince Naveen and, what's the girl?
Tiana.
Tiana and Prince Naveen were doing a meet and greet, and there was, like, no line. And so Eric wanted to see them because, you know, he was not embarrassed by that kind of thing at that point. And so we went up there, and Prince Naveen was, like, hilarious with Eric. So they just went back and forth. It was really cute. So that was probably the only highlight of the evening.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
Very cool. I think we just have Steve.
Yes.
Oh, my worst. So many.
I know.
I don't know. I don't have that many worst. I think my worst was last year at our Disney conference, because Disney has... Yeah, Disney. So, because doing Pixie Vacations, we sell Disney vacations. And so going to Disney as a guest is different than selling Disney as a business. And sometimes when you sell Disney as a business, they're difficult to work with. Not all the time, but occasionally
issues come up.
Well, they care very strongly about how their name is out there and all their copyrights and everything like that, and trademarks and
so they have a yearly conference, and I was at the yearly conference, and I got permission to do things at the yearly conference from several people, and then they kept harassing me and telling me I didn't have permission after I
Well, people that didn't know that you had permission, and you said yes, you did, and they're saying, "Well, who could have given you permission?"
It was a mess. So, anyways, the conference became a giant mess, and I finally got up and left.
I was scared because I'd never seen you have an emotion.
I was so angry because I had been there.
We couldn't find you.
I left. Yeah, I got in the car and I drove off property, and I just left the conference, and I just skipped.
And you didn't have your phone.
No, I left everything I had on the conference table, all of my camera equipment, my phone, my books, everything there. And I just got up and jumped in the car and drove off.
But I think people don't understand, like, even, and you were talking about this the other day, even as like travel agents, if we have a Facebook page, we have to be extremely careful about, you know, what we put up.
Everything is monitored.
Right.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. So, and we get why that is, but it was a very sad day for you.
It was. It was very frustrating.
And you missed out on the cupcakes, too, they had a lot of food out there.
Oh, yeah, the character cupcakes.
I missed them quite a bit. Yes. But, yeah, so it just, that was my only bad Disney day.
You've had worse. You've had worse.
Wow, I'm surprised you picked that up, because you've made some complaints in the years past.
I have?
Yeah.
What are my other bad days?
Maybe you just
getting vomited on. Getting vomited on.
Yeah,
it
should be up there. You got vomited on.
It was fine. Yeah, but that's not a bad day.
That's a little kid, yeah.
Yeah.
When Amber threw up all over me. at 9 or 10 a.m.
Yeah.
The only bad thing about that was is we had to leave Epcot, and that was my whole day ticket gone.
Yep.
And I was only in there for like an hour. And then, so anyway, yes.
Okay. Well, Steve, why don't you brighten things up? Tell us about your best moment.
Oh, no, I have two.
Okay.
Ooh, yay.
We can bend the rules.
Well, my first one is just, Lauren. I have to say, my first one is just going, because I used to go to the parks on my own, and then I went.
When you were 12.
Yes, I went as, when I was 12, and then I got to go as an adult, and I got to go as a cast member when I worked there. But I think my best moments were going with the kids. Because it was so much fun, like taking Amber the first time on Dumbo and seeing how excited she was.
She was.
She was so excited.
Okay, let's. I have to ask, who was more excited, you or Amber?
He was excited. It was fun because everyone always asks, like, people ask, like, "Hey, I want to go to Disney, but my kids aren't old enough." But we took Amber when she was really little, and the best part about that, taking her when she was super little, is just seeing her reactions to how excited she was about riding Dumbo or seeing the characters or seeing the parade. Because they only do that for a certain amount of time. You don't want to take them when they're 12 and they've outgrown.
They're all jaded.
You don't take them just so they can remember. Take them when they're young enough to be in a complete, I don't know, state of awe, a complete state of wonderment.
I always tell clients that if you're taking your child before the age of two, you're taking them to see their reaction, not for their experience.
Right. You do it for your own sake. Because you'll have pictures and memories and videos, even if the kid doesn't remember a lick of it.
Yeah, we took Brooke to get her first haircut. And that was cute. We got pictures.
And that was awesome for us.
She had fun. I mean, it was just, you do different things at different stages. And so that was a lot of fun. And then on a complete opposite spectrum was the first time I rode Space Mountain with Chris Wood.
That was pretty awesome. This is terrible.
Like, if you want to hear someone cuss and say the most crazy things for like 3 minutes in a row, that's...
I want to do it.
Steve, she wasn't much better on Tower of Terror either.
No, Tower of Terror was... I tried not to on Tower of Terror.
I want to go on a scary ride with
you. It's not happening. That was it.
Come on.
And the Space Mountain in California was bad, too. He got me on that one. And then later, I found out that he had to take anti-nausea pills. And I'm like, seriously? You put me through that, and you're like some big pansy with your anti-nausea pills? I hate
that. Pansies are very durable flowers.
Mm. You know what? That's absolutely true.
Mm.
We're
going
to have to think of another name for him.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Just thought I'd point that out. Got to defend him.
All right. Well, you have to.
I do.
It's your job.
I do. Contractually obligated.
Here comes the cat.
Okay, so Steve, let's go to Chris Wood.
Okay, I have two as well, actually. And I have to say, my first one is definitely the time, it's another Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, where Kevin and I and Eric all went together. And this is like when my twins were little. And Lauren, you understand, twins are exhausting. And so the twins were 10 months old, and it was the first time we ever had anyone watch them ever who wasn't me or Kevin. And that wasn't by choice. That was just because we didn't have family nearby. And we took Eric, and I went to get my pork sandwich. I've told this story before about the pork sandwich because I was hungry, and I got stuck during the parade on the opposite side. But it ended up being awesome because I got to watch Eric. And, you know, he was 5, and he loved the parade. My other one is that cruise we all took. The cruise that we went on for Thanksgiving was like really one of my best trips, I think, ever.
That was nice.
Yeah.
You know, and thinking about it, the cruise when we did the fantasy preview, that was pretty awesome too.
That was awesome too. But the Thanksgiving cruise was just, first of all, I've cooked Thanksgiving all by myself like forever. And so having someone else make turkey for me, and incidentally, it was terrible. Because apparently they just can't cook turkey on those ships. But just having someone else cook that day. And we spent the day at Castaway Key. Mm-hmm. I mean, how awesome was that?
Yeah.
We got to see Steve watch some crab. Didn't we have a crab racing? And our crab didn't do anything.
Yeah, we had the crab that came in last.
He just sat there. Maybe he wasn't even alive.
He might not have been.
So that was really special for me. And that was like a wonderful trip. That was probably my favorite trip of all.
And they decorate the whole ship for Christmas, and they decorate the island for the holidays. It's really nice.
I have to also
she's already
say,
asking me about when the rates I have come out.
I said, when do those rates come out? Those agent rates come out for Thanksgiving. And they I've already told Kevin.
Momentarily.
Yeah. I've already told Kevin. I'm like, hey, Kevin, don't expect me to cook a turkey this year. So.
It's nice.
Get your boat shoes on.
Exactly.
Because it usually starts to get a little cold here. And yes. You, and you want to kind of get away from winter for enjoy summer for a little longer. And you're on a Disney ship. Oh, that's awesome.
Can I add a third? I think the day we met Bob Gurr.
Oh, that was cool.
That was just such an amazing day. And I have to say Disneyland was pretty amazing.
We went, yes.
So, and meeting Bob Gurr, I mean, he's a Disney legend.
So
even
Bob Gurr, tell who's Bob Gurr?
Bob Gurr is he's a famous Imagineer. And not only is he famous for designing the monorail cars at Disneyland, he's famous for Gurtinis. And Bob Gurr will show up for anything, apparently, because he, bless his heart, he showed up for a book signing and he signed books. And he was just very accessible and nice. And Disney loves him and he's in the parks all the time. And he's probably like, what, 70 something?
Yeah.
He's up there.
Yeah. So.
And they had those little cars figures and they had
yes
the monorail
and he
cars.
Signed those.
So we bought some of those and he signed those and we got a copy of his book and he signed that.
That was just nice. And it was a beautiful day anyway. That yeah. was probably, you know, that was
and
a great day.
We met the original Tinkerbell.
We met her as well.
Yeah, and we got to go to Disneyland. That was a great trip to Disneyland. We got to meet a lot of people. And Disneyland
yeah,
was a lot
of fun.
Yeah,
that trip to Disneyland that you took without me.
It was
yeah,
awesome.
You didn't get to go. But,
it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, keep that in mind. See if you pop into my best moments.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I want to hear Lisa's.
It's having like marital spats on mouse chat this evening over best moments had without spouse.
That's right.
Did you notice Steve's best moments didn't mention me? They mentioned a moment with Chris and
that's
a moment
right.
with his kids.
Everyone's best moments in a Disney park, if they know me, it ends up being with me. It's just like the effect I have on people, Lisa. I'm pretty sure I'm
I
one
can't
of your
fight it.
Exactly. Look at Tanya. She stole my pants. No, I'm kidding.
Anything happens when you're with Chris.
I know. I have no idea where my pants went. Okay.
Okay. Mm. All right. I'm going to go next. And I've got, you know, you just can't keep the best memories to one. So the first one I'm thinking of is Downtown Disney with the girls. Brooke was a baby and Amber was
cute.
Older and it was around the holidays and they had Christmas songs being played and sung and we were out in this big open grassy area and just dancing and singing and just doing whatever with no agenda and just...
Wait a minute, were all of you dancing or... Was it just you and the girls?
Well, Brooke was in a car seat. She was
okay.
Or a stroller or something. She
I'm just
too
trying
little.
Not to get an image of Steve dancing.
Steve was dancing with Amber.
Oh, I've seen that before. It's almost cute.
Don't give
it's
him too
awkward,
much credit.
It's awkward, but, you know, it's cute.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's one that comes to mind. And then, oddly enough, it's a Chris Wood moment.
Which one is it?
Victoria and Albert's.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a good night.
It was a good night. And I almost put that as one of mine, but I felt like I had to not be greedy and take like 20.
Well, I mean, it's honestly hard not to pick just one because I can sit here and come up with 10 more within 30 seconds.
Can I just tell you something? And I think this all the time, and I think I've told Steve this. You know, like I was supposed to be a lawyer and I didn't want to be a lawyer. And then I met y'all and you gave me a job. And that was like awesome for me. I'm serious because I never wanted to be a lawyer and I never would have considered doing this. So that was a good moment for me.
Wait, Chris, oh, we complete you?
Yes.
Oh,
no, I'm serious
like
because
tear.
No, because I didn't want to be a lawyer and I like couldn't admit it to myself. You helped me admit that I didn't care about spending $75,000 on a law education.
You love calling yourself Dr. Wood.
I do. I tell Steve all the time, I'm like, I have a JD. Show me some respect. Call me doctor. I do. He won't do it either. You could start now.
Does anyone?
You should do it, Steve. You should just call her a doctor.
Yes.
just get the phone number call a doctor for her.
Call her a doctor.
I'm serious. So a lot of really good moments happened because of that. Your cat's licking me. But because she likes me too. But seriously, I didn't want to. That might have been my best Disney moment is when you said, hey, do you want to work with us? And I was like, oh my God, I don't have to be a lawyer.
And your life was changed forever.
Do you know what? It seriously was, because I was going to have to be a lawyer and nobody wants to be an attorney. And I think if there are any attorneys listening, first of all, get back to work. But secondly, I think they can all say they don't really want to do it. It's awful.
Well, hey, look at me. I was a paralegal for 20 years.
Exactly. And you hated every minute of it. She used to call me up.
The cat's pushing the microphone.
The cat's
away
pushing
from
the
Chris.
Mic. The cat's trying to give me some love talking. Too. Yes. No, seriously.
She's saying you're done.
But we've had all these awesome things happen, like going to Victorian Albert's, which I never would have done. You know, I might have done it like, yes, on the cruise. I would have never gotten on a cruise ship ever.
Not for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, or ever.
Disneyland,
you'd be like, I can't do that.
Club 33.
Club 33 was awesome,
Club 33 too. Was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been extremely
so many
fortunate.
Good
moments. I know, and you know what's ones. Fun is when we, you know, going with Lauren's twins and your kids and being families, and you know we've evolved into a different level of mouse chatters.
I'm Disney really goers. Good at this, making me sick. Okay, I could have a diabetic coma right now. Okay, that's enough. I know I started it and I'm finishing it. Stop it.
All right, I missed someone. Did I miss Sharpie?
You missed Lauren.
Lauren. Okay.
Lauren's gonna make us. Lauren's gonna have some like sickeningly sweet, adorable thing.
I have three things.
Okay.
You gotta trump us, don't you?
I do.
All right.
I have good. See, this is the thing. I didn't have that many bad moments, but I had so many good moments. Club 33 was a good one. When you surprised me.
Aww.
So I think my best moment was watching my kids see Tink fly from the top of the castle to the top of the Tomorrowland Cafe for the first time ever.
Was it Harry Manly Tink or was it Tink Tink?
You know, I'm blind, so I'm going to go with it was Tink Tink. I got nothing. It could be anybody.
Selective memory.
So, but when they were three and they saw her fly the first time and they were like, oh, look, mommy, it's Tink, it's Tink, it's Tink. And then Alyssa looks at Amber and goes, where'd she go?
Oh, that's cute.
She's like, she's over there on top of the building. At three, Amber still didn't miss a trick.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
My favorite moment. But then I have two other that I think are my top moments.
And Am I in both?
Do I need
you're
a tissue?
You're in one. The first time I ever got to see the castle dream lights and the holiday decorations at Christmas. Because Christmas and Disney are two of my favorite things. So getting to see Disney at Christmas for the first time was probably more magical for me than actually seeing the castle.
I just passed Chris a tissue.
Stop it. He's sitting over there playing with the cat.
And then my third one was watching Wishes from the Grand One Yacht.
Oh, I was there. Nice.
That was good. Yep. That was a good
that
idea.
That
was
a
good
Chris
night.
Moment.
Yeah, I know, because it was like everybody.
But then we get to see Lisa kill bugs. That was fun.
Yeah, Lisa was swatting the bugs. So first of all, we had like how many kids? We had like a bunch of kids. I don't think mine were there.
There were like 20 kids.
Yeah, there were tons of kids on the boat. And Chris Sharps, who was actually...
Captain.
Yeah, the captain of the ship. And Lisa's like killing all these bugs.
Oh, they were... They were everywhere.
I don't think I've ever seen a better view of Wishes than from the Grand One.
See, and I don't even like... Y'all know I can't stand fireworks. I'm like, whatever. But that was amazing. I actually stood there and watched it.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So those are my top three.
Can you imagine going like on 4th of July on the Grand One or during...
That would be awesome.
Hollow wishes. Or
yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That we'll be there soon. We can arrange something.
Yeah, we rented the Grand One for like an hour. And we filled it to the max.
Yes.
And then we spent all of our time thinking, like Steve and I were like, okay, now, was it me or you? It was either you or Chris Sharps. And we're sitting there thinking, okay, now, how much would it cost if you rented this, like, you know,
for a 16-hour day.
For a 16-hour day. And you just came out here and you just ate all day long and sat on the... You know, we were really living it up in our heads. So. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I wondered if you were able to rent it for the night, because it is...
That's trash.
I mean, there's a...
There are three bedrooms.
Full cabins downstairs.
Yeah, it'd be cheaper than, like, a suite at the Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
Probably.
But they're not permitted because of insurance to have guests on it overnight. So.
Oh, is that... That's too bad, because I would totally... Signed. Okay, so if you have three bedrooms, you could have three families in there. So you
are
could
you
like
kidding
12
me?
People.
Did you see the bedrooms?
You could
squeeze
the in
bedrooms
there.
Aren't big.
I was actually laying down in one of those beds enjoying it. It was fantastic.
Yeah,
but it was just
the
me
master bedroom is
by
big,
myself.
But the other small cabins aren't very large.
I think it would sleep four.
I think it could sleep eight easily.
Oh, it cannot.
It could, if they were from West Virginia, it could probably sleep 20. Right, Chris Sharps? No kidding.
Yeah, I think you could sleep six comfortably, because the bunk beds were in there, so...
Yeah, I think there were 20 kids on the bunk beds.
Yeah, they were bouncing around and having a good time.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, cool. I like that topic. That was kind of fun. Kind of a tearjerker.
That was a good one.
So, just a quick reminder, we are having our Mouse Chat meetup for our fourth anniversary coming up in just a couple weeks. We are doing the Mouse Chat breakfast at Animal Kingdom. And the cost of that is $40, and it's going to be on Saturday, October 18th in Animal Kingdom. We're going to start with a ride on Kilimanjaro Safaris before the park opens, and then we're going to have breakfast in a private room. And after that, we're going to head over and do a scavenger hunt, which I think is going to prove to be quite difficult. What do you think, Sharpie?
I think it's going to be a challenge.
It's going to be a challenge.
It's going to be fun, but it's going to be a challenge.
So everybody needs to study up on their Animal Kingdom.
Is that really going to help them?
I don't know. It wouldn't help me.
I don't think it's going to help them.
But that's going to be at 11 a.m. And Steve, I think what we decide, we're going to meet under the belly of the dinosaur.
Yeah.
The big dinosaur.
The not in the boneyard, but the one over there by...
The one that goes into the entrance to the kids area.
Yeah, the Dino Land.
Midway Games.
Midway Game area.
Midway
there.
Games.
Yes.
Yep. So, and that's going to be at 11 o'clock. That is a free event. So come out and join. You do want to sign up. We do have a registration for it. So please register online for that. And then on Sunday, we're going to do Eat Around the World with Mouse Chat. And that's going to be Sunday, October 19th. We're going to start that at 11 a.m. It's also free. The cost is that you have to spend time with us. And that's going to be, we're going to start off at the steps of Mexico for that one, and should be fun. So come out and join us. Please do go online and register so we know you're coming, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and grab the show and wrap it up here. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have questions or comments for us, please write to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you like our shows, you can download them. Go to either iTunes or you can go to mousechat.net for that. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.